Welcome to Womb Whispers, menstrual wisdom for everyday life. This is the podcast to follow if you want to radically trust your own body's cyclical wisdom, release trauma and internalized shame, and erode patriarchy from the inside out. I'm Lisa, and I'm on a mission to help you feel safe, happy, healthy, and holy in your body, and remember and reclaim the power and wisdom already stored in your bones. Hi and welcome. Today I'm on my bleed. It's day two of my cycle and I feel inward, a bit spacey and not quite off this world. And I had this funny idea that you might enjoy me reciting a little poem I wrote the other day. These things always happen by accident for me, poems and such. I don't consider myself a poet. Not exclusively anyway, but I'm a writer through and through. And so it was in my own coaching session where I was working on my personal journey of sexual healing. And my coach, the amazing Piper Rose, they had brought an interesting exercise. And shout out to Piper, by the way. They are the best when it comes to any sort of nervous system friendly, trauma-informed coaching. They are so gentle, and I couldn't have wished for a better coach to get me through this sticky topic of sexuality and pleasure. So they had brought this exercise about creating a new sexual story, and there were lots of questions and journal prompts we did, and it became increasingly clear that there was something at the heart of it that was a theme in every area of my life. Surprise, surprise. I mean, I know that everything is interconnected. And this thing at the heart of it all was the sense of being under pressure all the fucking time. Time pressure. Pressure to be a certain way. Pressure to show up or perform in a certain way that was expected of me. Pressure how things quote unquote should be, and guilt about the things not being the way they quote unquote should be. You get the gist. And this pressure is so deeply ingrained into my system that I found I'm subconsciously creating it when it isn't present. Because my nervous system is so used to it that part of me fears that I will lose all my motivation and all my interest in life when I don't put myself under pressure. Figure that. And at some point, I wrote down the sentence at some point in the exercise. I wonder what a life without pressure would look and feel like. Because I honestly couldn't quite remember the last time I hadn't felt under some sort and level of pressure. And the last prompt in this exercise was to write out my new story for this theme that was influencing every aspect of my life, and most definitely my sexuality. So what belief systems, emotions, and truths did I want to create for this theme instead? And I started writing, and it was one of these moments when words just start flowing through almost faster than I can write or type them. I suppose some would call this channeling. I don't know. I don't use that word. But this state is how I write my best pieces, and certainly what happens when I sit down to write my weekly e-letters, Moonday Musings, that you're happy to subscribe to if you haven't yet. The link is down below. So I let the writing happen through me, and when no words were coming anymore and Piper asked me to share if I were comfortable, which I was, it was by reading it out loud that I realized that I had actually written a poem of sorts. And this is the poem that I would like to recite to you now. Life without pressure. I can't mess this up. Life is something you figure out as you move along the journey. You can't prepare. You can always just accept and adapt in the moment. And that's all there is to know. Go slow. Go slower. Take the detours and let yourself be surprised by life and its unfolding. Follow your joy and excitement, because they will always lead you to even more joy, even more pleasure.
There is a fire inside of you that can't be crushed, that can't be extinguished. Even if you were completely alone, left behind, you would still rejoice in your own presence and nature's. You would live in a hut, in the forest, like the wise women did, feeling present and connected to the land. There's a fire inside of you that you can nurture, that sometimes bursts into a blazing flame and that will give you all the motivation you need. A motivation from within, a soul spark, something that moves you so deeply and at the same time nourishes you so deeply that you can't run out of fuel, ever. There will be times when the flame ebbs and becomes more like a glowing and glimmering ember. Those are the times for you to regroup and reground, to process your experience, and they belong to life as much as the growth spurts. Cherish the slower times as much as you can, because they are the secret to regeneration and sustainable growth. Don't pretend. Be open, honest, and vulnerable. This is the key to a fulfilled life. Vulnerable doesn't mean hurtable. It means humble in the face of a power and wisdom greater than your small human brain can understand. There is no secret to life, or business, or being human. And if someone claims to have it, they are playing pretend too. Be present with every moment, with every experience, with every emotion running through you, because all of them together create the tapestry that is your life, a tapestry that is unique to you and that you can be proud of, a tapestry that is being woven every day. So let it be a tapestry infused with joy, love, and excitement. Weave like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding.
Now take a few moments and let that sink in. Maybe even listen to the poem again. What did the words evoke in you? What's stirring in your body, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul? What did you notice? And send me one word for what this poem has brought you, shown you, awakened. There's my email and the possibility to leave a voice message below. I'll gratefully take more, a paragraph, a novel, but this, reciting your own poem, is a vulnerable act, and I'm nervously excited to learn how it landed for you. It's, by the way, not about whether you like it or not. It's about what did it evoke? What's going on inside of you right now? Let me know just one word. And of course, if such a life without pressure is calling you, soul-based coaching is a deep and satisfying way to get you there, to soothe your nervous system, regroup and reground, to release the thoughts, emotions, shame that aren't working in your favor, and then go back out into the world to follow what's calling you, your joy, your pleasure, your truth. And I'd love to be of support on that journey. So book a discovery call to get to know each other and see if I could be the confidant, the midwife, so to speak, to help you birth the change you're longing for into this world without pressure. There might be some effort, there might be some discomfort, but it doesn't have to be hard. It can be full of ease to live your life in a way that's truly meaningful to you. I promise. Now have a beautiful day and speak to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Now before you go, if you enjoyed this episode, please share the love by leaving a raving review and forwarding the episode to a friend who really needs to hear this today. You can learn more about me and my work over on my website or in my weekly e-letters, Moonday Musings, that I send each Moonday, Monday morning, to start off the week more connected to yourself and fully present in your glorious body. And if there's a question or topic you want me to explore further, send me a mail and let me know. Now have a lovely weekend and speak soon.